fourth parak of Pesachim Mishnah Dalet, Mokim Shenogel Lechel Sliv, Leila Pesachim Oichem, places that they had a minhag to eat roasted meat on Pesach, they can eat it. So it's Mitzvah Dinis Mutzah, Mokim Shenogel Shelo Lechel Ein Ochlim. Places the minhag was not to do it because it's people are confused and think if eating a Korban Pesach outside of the Yerushalayim, which is also, they do not eat it, and that's the minhag. We do not eat roasted meat, not even pot roast, on Leila HaSeidah, meat or chicken, we do not eat roasted. It's cooked in a soup, or with a lot of broth, it's permitted. Malkum Shinogu Lahadlikis, and there, the Lele Yikipar Madlikim, Malkum Shinogu Shalom Hadlikim, Madlikim. On Shabbos, we have a mitzvah to light candles because we're eating our meals in the candles. In Yom Kippur, we don't have that issue. There's another issue, though, in Yom Kippur, one of the five Inuyim, five pleasures which we're now allowed to take part in is Tashra Shamita, marital relations. And therefore, there's a Machlekes whether it's better to have a light on so that we'll refrain from marital relations. Or better not to have it on so they shouldn't see each other so much. The light of Midnight Ashkenaz is to have a light in the bedroom for this purpose. To prevent getting too close, we are knowing that that the husband and wife don't touch each other in the course of the Kippur. That's an easy. Mazlikim bati knesset bati midrashes mevayis achfeilem valgadi foilem. But Avada, in a place where it's not a private place for the husband and wife, like the shuls, it's medrash and dark alleyways, or hospitals, then we, or a place where sick people are, then it's a difference of light, because it's COVID HaYoyim that there should be enough lighting.